You're such an asshole.
All right. Sometimes the solution is not happy. Sometimes the solution, there's no solution. So I think this might be one of those things. Hey, Chocolate Starfish, please keep this anonymous. Returning client here. My previous video is titled, "You Can't Escape Poverty Working Fast Food." I've progressed a bit since your last video. I've decreased my weed consumption substantially. No, no, you don't smoke pot, period. But all right. And I've gotten a raise from 1350 an hour to 1540 an hour. Okay, so you kept up with inflation. Barely, if that even. Well, like some relationship advice. I've fallen in love with my manager at my job. This is all... She seems to be a catch with a few possible issues. The pros. She knows how to do car maintenance and is in good, very good physical shape. I don't want to identify her because this is pretty unique to her. She's a tomboy and will shoot guns. Good. Nice body and nice personality. Normally open sexually. She will often go out with me on that physical activity. The cons. Her parents are controlling and they have paid for many of her expenses. So she lives at home and she is not financially independent and she is not an adult. She is majoring in a worthless subject. She is often late or cancels on dates, although she says she's not a reliable hangout with her. Doesn't matter. She lies. Okay. I almost have more respect for someone who lies than someone who's late, because that person, so she doesn't respect other people. She's solipsistic. She thinks she's the only person that exists. She has dyed hair and tattoos. Okay. How is this a good person? How? Like, I understand the selection for young men out there is pretty much the sewer, but it's still the sewer. You don't have to fish and fish. Like, there might be a fish in the sewer that you shouldn't eat, but there might be a fish in the sewer, but you're catching a turtle. Like, should I eat it? She says she's not ready to have sex with anyone without therapy or her being ready. Oh, great. So she won't have sex and she's mentally ill, or she already has been having sex. She will have sex, but she's using fake mental illness not to have sex with you. Due to supposed trauma from her previous two relationships, one with a man, one with a woman. She used to, but no longer considers us boyfriend, girlfriend. However, I want to get frisky with her furiously. She agreed that once she's overcome this, she would be in a committed relationship. She is significantly younger than me, and you are under 30. But she considers the age difference to be a non-issue. Unfortunately, much of my happiness depends on her. There's your problem. And I'm becoming increasingly depressed and suicidal from not having any sexual experiences. I cannot help you here. If you are depressed and suicidal, you need to go and talk to a therapist. Now, I don't know if you've noticed this, but some people who major in psychology aren't exactly mentally stable themselves. So there's really a couple of people, only a handful I recommend. The primary one is Dr. David Maloney over at histherapist.com. I will tell you this now, if you're mentioning the S word, you need to talk to a therapist. I can't help you. I can only say, go talk to a therapist. And if you're depressed, go talk to him. All right. But aside from that two stuff, your life is shit. You should just go talk to him about your shitty life and how to get out of it. And the fact that you are dependent, you know, I'm no therapist, but you're suicidal, you're depressed, and you're codependent. You're dependent on someone who doesn't love you, doesn't like you, and is a horrifically bad person. Like, you have so, I can tell you this, you have so nothing going on in your life that you're willing to settle for something that is bad for you. Because why? I'm going to guess you're lazy. And you have not put any effort into a real job, a real career, a real profession. Now, you may not have the intelligence to work anything. You know, you may not be able to become a nuclear engineer. Maybe fast food is right. But could you aim for manager? Could you learn a little bit of accounting? What about the trades? What about just driving Uber? Become a mechanic, fix up your own car, and drive Uber. I mean, you don't have to be a genius to go and make an okay level of salary in this country. But, I mean, you don't. Not having any sexual experiences, go pay for it. Just pay for it. You're going to pay for it one way or another. Just go pay for it legally. She is my only friend besides a couple of former male coworkers. I feel no motivation to do much of anything. I'm frankly bored of everything in life. Well, I just go to work, sleep all day, and use chemicals to cope with my emptiness. I thought you said you were getting off the marijuana. Did you replace it with something else? I have decided to finish my degree in a trade. That's good. That's a good trade. I won't mention it because it will identify you, but that's a good trade. And we'll be resuming school likely in 2022. I have 1 year remaining to obtain my degree. She has stated that she would like to have kids. No. You're not having kids with this person. You're not having anything to do with this person. But would want 3 to 6. Is it raining? It is raining. I only want one. She will be obtaining her bachelor's degree in the worthless field in the same time. I'm concerned that upon her graduation, she will lose interest in being in a full-fledged relationship with me. She has no interest with you right now. Although she said that she would keep me a part of her life and move out of state only if the job market makes her. How should I go about this and my mind? All right. You're mentally ill. You're a drug addict. I can't help you there. You need to go talk to a therapist. You need to get in, I wouldn't say necessarily rehab, but you need to stop doing the drugs and whatever other chemicals it is, booze, pot, whatever else. All right. And I'm getting tired of this. Now that's the psych world. I don't handle. I will tell you this. You're a lazy motherfucker. Knock it the fuck off. Don't come to me with your problems. Like, I can't find anything or anything of value in my life. And I have this one thing, this other, because you're lazy and you won't work up anything in value in life. Dude, you couldn't even finish off a 2-year certification. And you tell me your problem. Oh, I feel depressed and sad. I don't do anything in my life. Well, change that. Go to the gym, work out, run, stop doing drugs, stop doing chemicals, go to school, and then see where that gets you. And if you're not going to do that, well, then shut the fuck up and then just continue to suck working in fast food with absolutely the most horrific prospect of a dating colleague or dating prospect I've ever heard in all my years of asshole consulting. The reason you are going for such a toxic, worthless person is because you have nothing else, literally nothing else. And she is such a loser. She's so bad a person. She's entertaining going out with you. Because let's admit, you're not bringing anything to the table. But she isn't that much of a loser that she even wants to have sex. She's like stringing you along. There's no commitment. This is just how she's just getting attention from you. That's all this is. And you're in, God help it. No. You two fuckwits are not going to have children. No. Because me and the taxpayers already have to pay enough for other people's fucked up kids. All right? You are not having kids with this girl. Now, of course, here's the dirty little secret. I don't think she has any intention of sleeping with you. She just likes the attention. And then she'll get her degree and she'll go away. And she went away. Did you get value, purpose, agency, and reason to live like I told you by setting down the drugs, getting a certification, and then working in that specific trade? Oh, you didn't? Well, gee, I guess you're going to be sad and pathetic. It is already bad enough that you men try to derive your value from other people. Usually women, because that's how you program, but people in general. Social life, external. Because you're so fucking lazy, you won't go do the work to make something of yourself. And life will never get better until you do. But it is horrible that when you... to go and find a girl or some other person, but to find a girl to give you value in life, it's one thing if she's hot, good looking, kind of a professional or something like that. That I can even understand. But when it's a fucking train wreck, a fucking nightmare... No, you're mentally ill. And you got to go talk to a doc. So the only advice I can give you is stop doing the drugs, stop drinking, stop the chemicals, stop being a whiny fucking pussy, hit the gym, work out, finish your certification, perfectly good, work, and develop some life goals and then do that. Pursue those life goals. And for the love of God, you are not dating anyone or sticking your dick in any girl. I do not want more fucktarded children. Okay? I don't. 3 to 6 kids. Holy fuck. There. I've spoken. This is the way. Christoph and on $5. You may want to adjust studio lighting when you get a chance. Upper cheeks, highlight glare. Hang on. I got to close the drapes. Brian Dupree, $5. Try to use post-nut clarity. Pre-nut. You can't chase mentally ill bisexual women or you'll cap some sort of charge or STI. High brain wins. This is such a mess. I could give him all the advice in the world. He's not going to pursue it. He needs to get off the drugs. He needs to get off the case. He needs a professional therapist, Dr. David Maloney, histherapist.com, or somebody else, someone. Sean Smith, I believe, is another. And they got to get that squared away. They got to get that squared away. I could just say work. Forget women. Work. Give yourself value. Work and produce something. Become an accomplished professional. Then worry about women. It's so funny. I don't have the money, but I'd like to buy the candy. Well, you don't have the money, but I want the candy. No, you don't get the candy until you got the money. So you don't get the girls until you become a man. Cheetos Dusk Crusader 10 Brazilian Real. I'm a 3 in the S&P value level. I'm still dating because it motivates me to do better. I'm snipping 3, 4, 5 only to practice and having something to strive for, working to reach 4 in the next 3 months. Unless you're genetically, physically repulsing, why are you a 3? I mean, 5 is average. Never mind. I'm not paid enough. All right, that's it. Hang on. Where'd Ron? Yeah, Ron, I know. I 3 to 5. Hey, Ron, guess who gets to work extra harder to pay for those kids? And oh, I'm sure it'll be a problem-free birth, right? All 6 kids are going to have no problems whatsoever. None. Alcohol fetal syndrome. All right. See you guys later. Toodles.